This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What's the Warrior ceiling? Like, take everything you know, and this is kind of what I'm getting at.
Do you mean seed or record or playoff run?
I mean, search your damn heart and gut and tell me what you feel. Like, this is what I'm kind of getting at. We just got a text. Damn it, I lost the number.
Because
I always want to credit people. I love it when somebody interacts with our show. Here you go, 510. Willard, they've been mediocre most of the year. Respectfully, here's my response. It's like, what the hell's that got to do with now? What's your man got to do with me?
I got a man.
I'm not trying to hear that, see? I don't care that they were mediocre in December. You're right. Of course you're right. They're 28 and 27 or 27 and 26 or whatever the hell they are. Like, yeah, that's their record. But talk to me about now and tell me what you see. I'll tell you what I see. It's a team that's clearly better. It's a team that clearly has more answers in the final 6 minutes of a basketball game. It's a team that, and here might be the most important thing, and this has got nothing to do with our eyes or the television or however you take in the games. It's a team that clearly feels better about itself. It's also a team that right now is healthy. It's a team that right now, if the season ended, there would be more games, or at least more game. Right? Like, so when I look at that, what's their ceiling? I'm not going to tell you that this team is a championship contender or even a contender for the Western Conference Finals. I think their ceiling right now, this is right now, today, Valentine's Day, I think their ceiling is winning a round. I think they'll be in the playoffs, and I think that they might be able to win a round.
So if I put the over-under on playoff wins at 4.5, you would take the over?
No, again, their ceiling. I'm not even predicting that. I think
I'm offering you that as an over-under.
Well, then I would take the under.
So their ceiling is not Western Conference Finals.
But who would bet on their ceiling? Like, that's what Guru did with the Chiefs, and you lose.
Well, no. Guru would bet the Warriors to win the West against everyone else.
Right.
That would be that.
But I'm not telling you that I'm predicting their ceiling. I'm telling you that I think that that's the most that they can get out of this orange.
I think the ceiling is higher than that.
Okay.
Like, the ceiling. If you want to talk about the ceiling, for me, the ceiling would be Western Conference Finals.
Okay, so you see, because for instance, let's say they're the 7, all right?
Right.
As the things stand right now, today, and this can obviously change because there's so many teams that are so close, but today that would put them in a first-round series against the Memphis Grizzlies. I think the Warriors might be able to win that. Like, I'd give them a chance.
Sure.
Now, if they were to win it, they would then face the Denver Nuggets.
Or Houston.
Houston's not going to be there. Houston's not going to be the 3.
Or the Lakers.
I don't think those teams are catching Denver. That's my prediction.
I look at the Western Conference and think about teams like, what team do you look at and think that they cannot beat? Because they've beaten Oklahoma City twice this year. They've beaten Memphis.
Yeah, but
Denver's a tough one. But playoff series. They just beat Houston.
Playoff series is different.
I know, but you've got Jimmy Butler now.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Butler is him. He's Himmy Butler.
Well,
and so that's his nickname. Go to Basketball Reference.
I think it's Jimmy Buckets,
actually. It's a number of different ones.
Yeah, okay.
If you go to anyone's Basketball Reference, there's like five different nicknames.
Well, right, but there's only one that people use. Nobody runs around calling him Himmy Butler.
Himmy Butler.
Nobody does
He's
that.
He's him. He's Himmy Butler.
Nobody says that.
If you want to talk about ceiling, for me, the ceiling is vaulted. It's Western Conference Finals, because I do think that you can get into a deep series. And if you get into a deep series with Steph and Draymond and Himmy Butler, I do think that the later you go in a series, the more likely you are to win it, because you've got clutch players. And Jimmy Butler's done that in Miami. He's done things that are improbable. He's taken an 8 seed and won the damn conference in the East.
Yep.
And so he's a guy who hasn't won a title, but he's been big in big games and in big moments. So for me, the ceiling is you win two series.
Okay.
And you get to the Western Conference Finals.
I mean, I guess this is a genuine question now. If you feel like they can make the Western Conference Finals, why don't you think they can make the finals?
Well, that's the ceiling for me. I mean,
well, no, but like, I guess that I'm listening to the concept of why you think that's the ceiling, and you just listed off a bunch of teams that seemingly you believe they've got a chance to beat, and you listed names like the Thunder and the Grizzlies and the Rockets and the Lakers. Why is there not the possibility then that they go all the way to the finals?
Well, the ceiling really would be they win the whole damn thing, but
that's mathematically.
Sure.
Again,
if we want to talk about like actual ceiling.
No, I want to know in your heart. Like if you feel like they can win two, why not three?
Because I do think that Denver, for one, is a bad matchup.
Okay, you don't think
OKC, bad matchup, even though you've beaten OKC in the regular year.
Is OKC a bad matchup?
I think so.
They're awesome, so there's that.
Right, and I don't think you have anyone who can guard Shea, and you saw what Kyrie did to you, and I think that Shea's better than Kyrie, and so I think about this team and point of attack, POA defense, and you don't have that. I think Shea becomes a very tough matchup for you.
If there's no one who can guard Shea, and I'd argue that that person doesn't exist on Earth, but if there's nobody who can guard Shea and nobody who can guard Kyrie, then why is there somebody who can guard Ja?
I mean, Ja is a little bit different, and I think that Memphis, by and large, is a little bit more inconsistent.
Yeah.
I don't know if Ja has yet gotten to that point where, like, Kyrie has done it. He's a champion. He's in his 30s. He's a veteran. For me, Ja is still a little bit meteoric, and I think that you can take Ja out of his game a little bit. The other one is Denver and the Joker, and Draymond has shown that he can guard Jokic in spurts.
In spurts.
And
that would be hard.
Now he's getting older, but that's
five,
a hard
six, seven
series.
Times in a row. That's
no doubt,
really hard.
No doubt. And Denver's playing much, much better. They've won eight in a row, and now Denver is, you know, trending toward maybe being the two, or they probably won't catch OKC, but
yeah, they're 8.5 back.
Right.
That sounds,
they probably won't, but Denver to me is a team that is starting to find its championship form.
Yeah, I agree with you completely. Denver to me is that would be very, very difficult.
And the other bat on the table for me is the Lakers. Because
I don't know.
Thank you, brought to you by ATCO Pest Control.
I can't answer questions about the Lakers yet, because when I looked at the Warriors and Lakers previously, I always felt like, oh, that's a rough matchup for the Warriors, but that idea was largely based on Anthony Davis. The Warriors traditionally do not have an answer for a size scorer like Anthony Davis. He would give them so much trouble on both ends of the floor. Now, he's not there. Now, Luka's there.
Yeah.
That's a completely different animal and a different set of problems, but I would want to see more to learn who the Lakers are and learn the Warriors-Lakers specific matchup before I can say that the Warriors are not a good, that the Lakers are not a good matchup for the Warriors in the playoffs. I actually don't know that right now.
And I guess having Jimmy Butler now to go against LeBron helps a little bit, but if you don't have Jimmy, you saw what LeBron did last time they played, and Jimmy was in street clothes on the sidelines, and you don't have an answer for LeBron, even though he's 40, and Wiggins normally would be that guy. Can Jimmy Butler guard LeBron? I'm not sure.
Yeah,
Luka is a big-time problem. So for me, the Lakers is a matchup that I would want to avoid.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. They've only played two games with Luka. One of them was against Utah, and they got blown off the floor. So I don't know what they're going to go through. And I hearken back to a conversation I had. You know who told me this years ago? Michael Thompson, Clay's dad. He told me that when you're talking about these top offensive players in the game, thank you. When you're talking about these top offensive players in the game, there's no such thing as guarding them. You can't stop any of them. You can't stop Steph Curry. You can't stop Kyrie. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, get out of here. There's no guarding that guy.
Get out of here.
That's why they're the best offensive guards in the game. Now, you can make it hard on them, and that's all you're trying to do, is make it hard on them, and then they're also human beings, so on certain nights, the shot is not going to fall, and on certain nights, it is. That's kind of why I did not come out of the game the other night in Dallas overly concerned. Like, I get that the Warriors came out a little flat, and sure, they missed layups. There's a bunch of things you can point to and say, do that better, and they know that. But I don't look at it as some, like, oh, ridiculous fumble, because one of the top one-on-one players in the world was on his game. And there's really not a whole lot you can do when that happens. You just try. Like, I don't dig it when that's going on and we start spotlighting individuals and go, oh, Kyrie cooked you. Yes. Yes. Like, Rucker Park, dude. Kyrie will cook anyone in this planet. And then the shot will or won't fall. There's nobody in the world that can prevent Kyrie Irving from getting a shot off. No one. That doesn't exist. That's why he's Kyrie Irving.
Oh, you could double him.
Well, sure. He can get the ball out of his hands if he's playing within the framework of team basketball. You know, like, not at Rucker, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, he and his shot, he was on one. So, salute. That's all. Salute.
Yeah, tip the cap. I mean, when you have a team that has only Clay and a bunch of no names, you could have done better, I thought, to double him and to try to make other people beat you. And, you know, you mostly tried to single him up. And I shared with all of you the text message of every basket that he made. And they tried every simple defender, and including your guy, Buddy Hield, who is now maybe getting shuttled further down the depth chart.
I'm glad Steve was listening to Willard and Dibbs live from Houston yesterday.
Yep, the Odyssey app.
Yeah, 14 minutes, 2 points. That felt better. Oh, looky, looky, the Warriors won.
Right.
Poof.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that's going to be the way it goes. And when Kuminga comes back, it feels a little bit more likely that that's what you're going to do. But in a short sample yesterday, you came out and you won a game that you didn't have to win. But boy, you go into the break feeling a lot better with a positive record.
Totally, totally. The huge one last night. By the way, Pods into the starting lineup, and it does not sound like that's a short-term thing. Here's Steve Kerr on that last night.
We felt like it was the right time to do it. I think Brandon has played so well over the last couple weeks that I think he needs to be in that starting group now. He gives Steph another ball handler, decision maker. He makes a lot of plays out of nothing with his brain and his skill. It was good to get him out there. I imagine he's going to be out there now, you know, as a starter for a while. Obviously with Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond, and I thought Moses complimented those guys really well. We'll see how it goes from here. We got JK coming back hopefully within a couple of weeks, so we always have options, but I think BP's got to be out there.
BP 39 minutes last night. Moses Moody 34 minutes last night. I half joked that the Warriors, if they're not feeling things right now, they should check in for a minute or two on Pat Spencer. 13 minutes last night.
Buddy Seven Hield. Shots.
Yeah. And Buddy Hield, 14 minutes.
Yeah.
That felt better.
Well, it felt better because they won.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Well, it felt like the right thing to do. Let's put it that way.
I guess. And, you know, it felt better because they won. And it felt better because, you know, Pods came out and played great. And he made his layups, which is nice because Pods has had a hard time at the rim, near the rim, finishing. And, you know, 2 of 7 from three. But for me, with Pods, it's more about him making the intermediate, the close shots, because he gets to the rim a lot. And if he's going to shoot 30% from three, I'll live with that, because I don't really look at him as a three-point shooter. But Buddy Hield getting only 14 minutes and 0-for-4 from 3.
0-for-4.
It feels like, you know, they're realizing that if he's not hot, and he's not, then why play him?
No doubt. 888-957-9570. So, what do you think, as we take a break for the All-Star game and beyond, Warriors don't play for a full 7 days till they're in Sacramento next Friday night. What do you think their ceiling is now that you've seen their new look? Let's go to Jonathan in the city. Hi, Jonathan. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for taking my phone call. Hey, you know how Jimmy Butler said that he's not in game shape yet? So I'm excited to see, you know, Jimmy Butler in game shape. I think that will happen. You know, him being suspended for a lot of times has kind of helped him to be fresh heading into the final stretch in the playoffs. Hey, if health permitting, if they're healthy heading to the playoffs, and if Jonathan Kuminga comes back and picks up where he left off before the injury, and if they draw a matchup like a young OKC team or even the Rockets, even Memphis, a team like that, I see them in the Elite Eight and maybe the Final Four because, hey, all of a sudden with the arrival of Jimmy Butler, the Warriors are no longer one-dimensional.
Jonathan, thanks. I mean, he mentions the ultimate wild card. I can't wait to see this. I can't wait to see how Jonathan Kuminga gets fit into this whole puzzle.
Off the bench,
or not. I don't know. Probably. Wow. I would think.
Right.
But I don't know what they're going to do. But I can't wait to see how that fits in. If it goes well, then now you might have something. Now you might be cooking. Like, it is important to bring up the fact that we're looking at this new look team and we still don't have a full look at it.
Yes, and I do think you look at what they've done with the starting unit and Moses Moody as the power forward, quote unquote, and if you feel comfortable playing him at the four, and he played 34 minutes last night, he had 10 points, he was a plus 10. I don't know why you would disrupt that. Maybe his minutes go down a little bit and, you know, the pod's minutes, he played 39, maybe those go down a little bit because you want Kuminga to play, you know, 25 or even a little bit more when he's healthy. So where do those minutes come from? They come from Gee. They come from maybe Pat. Does Buddy get shuttled even further down? I do think you bring Kuminga off the bench, and I like the starting lineup with Pods in there and also with Moody at the four.
I wonder if it'll still be Moody or if it'll be Kuminga or if they'll, you know, kind of they'll play with that like they have been. I think that I heard Tim Roy say last night that was their 33rd different starting lineup of the year.
Yep.
They have only played 55 games. They have 33 different starting lineups.
Yep.
Whoa.
When they're running out of starting lineups, they can, unless, you know, you want to throw in Jackson Rowe.
Jackson Rowe has not started yet.
No, and no. I don't know if, Quentin has and Buddy has and
for
Kevon
sure.
has. Has Pat Spencer
I don't think
started
so.
The game?
I don't think so.
You got a couple more that you can.
Yeah. GP2, who was a late scratch from the game last night, he has started games.
Right,
And so
TJD still, has, for sure.
For sure.
But
although it feels like right now, I'm never going to see him again. My God, he got buried.
Yep.
He got buried. I'm glad he's participating in this.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Weekend, so he can finally run.
Pat Spencer has not started a game.
Okay, there you go. All right, let's.
TJD is participating in
Rising Stars.
Okay.
Yeah, he's one of his.
Yeah.
Although he doesn't feel like he's rising right now, but it's just, you know, in the moment.
Yeah. And I did a whole thing on Pat Spencer yesterday. I'm going to leave that there.
Isn't it perfect that after you say that, we go to Pat in Foster City? Hi, Pat. What's your last name, if you don't mind?
Hey, thank you. Thank you. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, do you want to give us your last name, and is it Spencer?
No, my last name is Merrill, like Merrill Lynch, but unfortunately no relation. I wish there was a relation.
Oh,
but,
that's too bad.
No.
Yeah, you'd be right.
But anyway, yeah, thanks for taking the call.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of upside, realistically with the Warriors, I mean, I have hopes that are much higher than this, but if I had to put money down on it, I would say that the upside for the Warriors is to finish maybe in the seventh seed and losing the first round by maybe winning two games and losing that first series 4-2. That to me feels about where that's kind of what I kind of think that is maybe the upside for the team this year. And the reason I say that is only a couple fold, but one, I think they don't have really, the Warriors don't have the luxury of kind of coasting into the playoffs. They got to fight the rest of the way. And with an older team and looking at minutes and stuff with these older guys, you know, you're not going to be able to play Steph for 22 minutes and Draymond for 24 minutes and, you know, these guys for, you know, managed minutes. They're going to have to be kind of flat out all the way into the playoffs pretty much, depending on what Kuminga does. Now, he can get out and play 32 minutes and relieve some of that pressure maybe from some of the older guys. But nevertheless, I think they're going to be pretty well spent by the time the playoffs come if they get, you know, into the playoffs, into the seventh seed or whatever. But I think a big part of it is Kuminga. And I think if he can come back and really contribute and play well, it'd be fantastic. But if he doesn't get much opportunity or doesn't play well, you know, or Moody's playing ahead of him, I think they're going to have a big problem in the locker room because, you know, this is Kuminga's contract year, right? And if he feels like he's not getting opportunity, and he and Kerr not been the best roommates, if you will, for the last few years anyway, they have to, I think, give Kuminga a chance to do his thing. But if he succeeds, I think it's great. But if he doesn't, then I think there's going to be maybe it's a little bit of turmoil there, I think.
Well,
so
I wonder.
I think a lot of it has to do with Kuminga.
Yeah, Pat, thanks. I think that's all pretty level-headed. I don't know that I would predict much of a chance of a locker room problem based on Jonathan Kuminga. I think it's important to point this out. Jonathan has been frustrated, reportedly, off and on for a long time now, with regard to whether it's starting, whether it's minutes, what have you. And he has handled that really well. Really well. Like, one thing you always look for, because I bet anybody can relate to this. You got anything in your life that's frustrating you right now?
Yeah, maybe a couple. Yeah.
Anything.
Sure.
It can be, yes, it could be your boss. It could be your spouse. Huh? It could be your kids. Mm-hmm. It could be your car. It could be the government. Whatever. How do you handle that? What do you do with that? You know, do you pout? Do you lose it? Do you not do your job anymore? Do you not do what's expected of you anymore? Or do you channel that and try to turn that into something like when you get the opportunity, bang, off you go? And Jonathan, I think, has done that really well. I want to give him credit for that. You know what I mean? Just take 30 seconds. Quick story. My daughter, Ella, so she's on a JV soccer team at Tam High. And first handful of games of the year, never got off the bench. Like, coach did not put her in. She go to practice every day. She's at every game. There. She was not getting in. And she would be frustrated after games. And she would talk to me about that. And I would say, hey.
Go to Twitter.
Exactly. Come to work with me and scream about it on the air. No, I was like, keep doing what you're doing. Your time is coming. Your turn is coming. Just trust that your turn is coming. She had no idea. At the team banquet the other night, she got the award for most improved player.
Oh, wow.
And I so proud of her because she never broke stride. Just keep doing what you're doing. Jonathan Kuminga has done a good job of that this year. I think.
I mean, last year he had the one report where, you know, through his agent, he was unhappy about his role and this and that. But this year, yeah, your head is down and it's a little bit colored by the fact that he's missed now 7 weeks and he's going to miss a couple of more. So it's hard to really chirp when you're not available to even play.
No doubt.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.